This is a mandate. He's won the national popular vote for the first time since, for a Republican, for the first time since 2004. This is a big deal. This isn't backing into the office. This is a mandate to do what you said you were going to do. Get the economy working again for regular working class Americans. Fix immigration. Try to get crime under control. Try to reduce the chaos in the world. This is a mandate from the American people to do that. I think I'm interpreting the results tonight as the revenge of just a regular old working class American, the anonymous American who has been crushed, insulted, condescended to. They're not garbage. They're not Nazis. They're just regular people who get up and go to work every day and are trying to make a better life for their kids, and they feel like they have been told to just shut up when they have complained about the things that are hurting them in their own lives. I also feel like this election, as we sit here and pore over this tonight, is something of an indictment of the political information complex. I mean, we've been sitting around here for the last couple of weeks, and the story that was portrayed was not true. I mean, we were told Puerto Rico was going to change the election. Liz Cheney, Nikki Haley voters, women lying to their husbands. Before that, it was Tim Walz in the camo hats. Night after night after night, we were told all these things and gimmicks were going to somehow push Harris over the line, and we were just ignoring the fundamentals. Inflation, people feeling like that they were barely able to tread water at best. That was the fundamentals of the election. And so I think that both parties should always look at the results of an election and figure out what went right and what went wrong. But I think for all of us who cover elections and talk about elections and do this on a day-to-day basis, we have to figure out how to understand, talk to, and listen to the half of the country that rose up tonight and said, we've had enough.
Trump's win wasn't just another election. It's being framed as a mandate, a clear directive from the Americans who felt ignored, sidelined, and frankly, betrayed by the political and media establishment. This victory isn't about one man. It's about a whole movement of regular, working-class Americans that were sending a message that they're tired of the narratives, they're tired of the elitist dismissals, of the gaslighting, of the endless promises that never pan out. And this time, they made it loud and clear. We want change, real change, but there's something deeper here, something almost prophetic. Think about it. Trump winning the national popular vote as Republican for the first time since 2004? Yeah, that's seismic. For years, we've seen Republicans struggle to capture the popular vote, and yet, here he is, not just securing the presidency, but doing it with the voice of the people that are rejecting the woke ideology. People that are rejecting the lies that have been told to us day after day. That's a statement. A statement from the Americans who've been hurt by inflation, who can barely make ends meet, who feel left out of a world that's becoming unrecognizable to them. And what's fascinating is CNN's admission here about the, quote, political information complex. They're pointing out how night after night, the media spun narratives that were false, that weren't true to the core issues. And we've been talking about this for years on this channel. With Kamala Harris, the media talked about everything. They painted her as a savior. They never said a negative word. They tried to prop her up with everything they have, but they failed. They built up these gimmicks, these distractions, trying to brainwash people into voting for her. But they ignored what people actually cared about. And now, this election is like a reckoning, a wake-up call to the political machine that's been too busy playing games to see the real struggles that are happening on the ground. Now, here's where it gets even more intriguing. Could this be a part of something bigger? Something that's been brewing beneath the surface? Could this landslide support be a sign that Trump is stepping into a role that's more than just political? Some people believe that he's here to save America from chaos, to restore a lost order, to make America great again. But there are others who warn of the opposite. They wonder if this victory, this mandate, could be setting a stage for a new era. One that aligns with the warnings of the Bible about the leaders rising in times of turmoil, figures who come with signs and lying wonders. And think about what Elon Musk just said on Joe Rogan recently. He said, this is the last election if Trump doesn't win. And he was right, because what they were planning to do was they were going to hijack this country permanently, but it was stopped by what some people might call divine intervention. By destiny, by fate itself, by the Lord's hand. Elon Musk's warning echoes with urgency. He saw what was going on, Something monumental was about to unfold. It feels like we were on the brink of a turning point, a moment in history that could steer us towards either redemption or total control. The Bible speaks of battles not just in the flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against rulers of the darkness of this world. Is Donald Trump a part of this battle? Is he here to stand against these forces of the unseen realm? Or is there a possibility, however small, that he could be an instrument in a larger, hidden agenda? Only time will tell. But we are watching this very closely. And it's not just about politics anymore, everybody. This is about the soul of a nation. This is about rejecting the woke ideology and the slow march towards World War III and destruction. Are we witnessing the start of a movement that restores freedom? Or are we just being drawn into something that we can't fully see, something far darker than we can even realize at this moment? Only time will tell, everybody. But for now, I want to thank you all for watching this video. And until next time, God bless you all. Demons tremble when he prays. Darkness turns to brighter day. UFOs, they try.